list of our program, our schedule, and all kinds of event news as well. So it's a good place to stop and check it out if you're looking for something to do. If you find yourself here, there is lots going on in this hood, and lots of live music as well, which is always a delight. I've been out to see a little bit myself, and more is planned for the future. So I'm here for the next 60 minutes and every Wednesday evening for this program, Working Knowledge. Tonight, a lot of Canadian indie, I think, is a fair way to describe it. But we are going to begin with Canadian, although jazz. This is Oscar Peterson, taken from his Canadiana Suite album and Blues of the Prairies.
Thank you. legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they called Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and crew was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November come early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and a captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms, a couple of steel firms, when it left fully loaded for Cleveland. Later that night, when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? Tattletale sound as a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, was the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late, the breakfast had to wait, and the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m., a main hatchway caved in. Said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in. Good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when the lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Turn the minutes into hours. The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay. They'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep, took water. But all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives, the sons, the daughters. Of her ice water mansions, old Michigan steams like a young person's dreams. The islands and bays for sportsmen, and farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. Iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November.
musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed. At the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral, the church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Lake Superior, it is said, never gives up her dead. When the gales of November come early, I'm the dealer.
Child in hand, my clothes slowly drown. I just spilled the fabric softener on the ground. Nova by the drive, his Portuguese woman sighs. Antonio has done her wrong. He lost it all on a bocce ball that went wrong in the final round. It's a Saturday night in a laundromat without you. Sit out on the sidewalk, my little Luce beside me. She's getting bigger every day. We watch the red sky going down on an apartment across town. It's another hot night, and it sure ain't gonna cool down. Sorting the socks from the lingerie and folding the sheets away. It's a Saturday night in a laundromat without you.
Saturday, I need to pay my heart's outstanding bills. A cracked up compass and a pocket watch, some plastic daffodils, cutlery and coffee cups I stole from all night rest. Of wonder only slightly used, a year or two to haunt you in the dark. free fake smile for all your dumb demands. A cordless razor that my father bought when I turned 17. A puke green sofa in the outline to a complicated
good. Come from a cheap town.
So much. Come from a cheap town.
went to the radio interview, but I ended up alone at the microphone. Get out of town. I think I'll get out of town. Get out of town.
Thank you. There's nowhere that he's really been. But he won't travel long, no, not in Fiddler's Green. Balloons all filled with rain. His children's eyes turn sleepy. And Falstaff sings a sorrowful refrain for a boy fiddler's green.
So that was a heap of Canadian artists in that first and almost only set this evening here on A Working Knowledge. That is what you're tuned to. My name's Grim. Thanks for checking me out. I don't think really any of those artists need much introduction at all. There was a ending with some Tragically Hip, and there was some NQR Buckle and Weaker Lands. New from Grievous Angels, which is nice, and Saturday Night in the Laundromat, sandwiched there in the middle. And then we also heard from some Mac McKenzie and 3 o'clock Train and the Rio Statics with their cover of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. So lots of good Canadiana for you there. Ended with the Hip, and that's for a friend of mine who recently passed away far, far too young. And he was the biggest Tragically Hip fan I know, certainly. And I think he was definitely up there in the, you know, the top 10 Hip fans. So whenever I play any Hip on this show, I'm playing it for Stacy, so he's missed. A couple more things to play for you to take us out. This next shorter set is going to start with Destroyer from his 22 album Labyrinthesis, and It Takes a Thief.
I stand here before you today.
knuckles are just out of luck. Dead to this hug in the spotlight for days. Dead to this desk and how much it pays. Dead to this tall church pew, heaven hasn't heard. Of how we all feel, it's just a case of ice flow blues, all throwing down on a pair of new shoes. Dead to redstone, only a passing phase. Dead to redstone, in a radio waves. Speaking for you. Celebrate the coming year. Free
got a spring project on the horizon? Whether you're planting a garden, building a deck, installing a fence, or digging a hole for a new tree, don't forget to click before you dig. Utility lines can be just below the surface, and hitting one can cause major damage, service disruptions, or even serious injury. Visit OntarioOneCall.ca before you start to request a free utility locate. Single address requests require at least 5 business days, while larger or multi-property projects may require up to 10 business days. They'll mark out where it's safe to dig so you can work with confidence. Remember, click before you dig. It's the law. For more information, visit utilitieskingston.com.
Buckle up, Kingston. This May, CFRC 101.9 FM and KPP Concerts have a stacked lineup of amazing events at the Broom Factory. On May 1st, you can check out Lowest of the Low. May 8th, Rob Moore and Tim Van Tol. May 9th, you can see Mage Tears and Ebril, and also Strung Out with Belvedere. On May 14th, Ephraim Manouk of Godspeed You Black Emperor is in town, followed by Royal Tusk on May 17th. And on May 22nd, you can check out Dave Gunning. Then it all wraps up with Spring Reverb running May 28th through the 31st, featuring acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Right, Slaves of Spanky, and more. Full details and ticket information at kppconcerts.com. Get there.
Broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall. I say, Carruthers, are you all right down there?
The following program is an all-language show which includes open discussions on topics related to the LGBTQ plus community and beyond, including, but not limited to, mature subject matter such as sex and sexuality.